Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
So these are the quarterfinal results, and Benfica get the 2-1 win over Marseille, Roma 1-0 over AC Milan, Bayer Leverkusen 2-0 over West Ham. And I am blaming Nico Cantor for this Liverpool result, because yesterday we're talking about this game, and he goes, this is going to be 3-0.
I did say that. I did say
you
that.
You sure did.
But you said it for the other team.
Yes.
But because I was not expecting Klopp to rotate that heavily going into this game.
I was shocked
that he had Mohamed Salah on the bench.
And Diaz.
Shocked. But for sure, your best player for a European competition is on the bench, and he's healthy. You have Crystal Palace on the weekend. For me, that sets the tone for the team. That this is not the most important thing for us, when it should be every match is the most important
thing. Why are you mad at me?
No, I'm not mad.
I'm a little surprised. It's surprising because for a Liverpool team, like if this was a Champions League, he would have played his best team.
100.
Without a shadow of a doubt, right?
Yeah.
And it feels uncharacteristic of this Liverpool team with the way and the intensity that they've been able to play throughout so many tournaments, throughout so many years with their best team, and the changeover from midweek to weekend. Oftentimes, the players won't say it, but from the fan perspective and a broadcast perspective, it looks seamless because Klopp has coached his team to be Ferraris game in, game out, and to be able to physically compete in every single tournament they play. And going up against Atalanta, maybe Klopp underestimated them. At least that's what the starting lineup is telling. He tried to adjust and revert. At the end of the day, they lost the second half worse than they did in the first half, right? But it's more about the tone that you set with putting an alternative lineup out. But at the same time, it's not Klopp's fault that the ball went right under Keller's hands. It's not Klopp's fault.
Which is another point. Alisson is healthy. Alisson is training. He's healthy.
But he wasn't on the bench yesterday.
He could have played.
But it's not Klopp's fault that Dominic Szoboszlai gave the ball away. It was everything that could go wrong. Kind of did go wrong.
It did.
For Liverpool.
It really did. And yeah, I mean, Kelleher is going to want this back for sure. I will say he did come up big a few times in this match for them. And he has been, I mean, we talked about it yesterday with Jeff Shreves. Like, he has been one of their most important players during the stretch where Alisson has been unavailable. And so this was not his best performance. But on the whole, collectively, this is the worst I've seen Liverpool play in a very, very long time. There was no sense of urgency at all. They were making mistakes, mental mistakes, and collectively together. Szoboszlai, and I don't know, when we were talking about Szoboszlai as like the signing of the year. I mean, this guy was, he integrated himself into that side so seamlessly and was so effective. And then he's dealt with some injuries. I don't know if it's him coming back to form, but he looked terrible.
Yeah, he was
terrible yesterday.
Klopp after the match said that, he said that in the goal that was disallowed, you know, finally the striker went a little bit wide, the fullback finally overlapped, and we were playing the game we were meant to play. And I'm paraphrasing there. And finally, and the goal was disallowed. He basically lamented the team for how they played. They said they were off it. They couldn't get together. But I would like to say how incredible this looks for Gasperini.
Oh,
I mean, what an absolute...
Unbelievable.
Someone who's probably not going to get a chance at a much, much bigger club. I know Atalanta is great. He's in his 60s. There's already talks of he wanted to have coached in the Premier League. It was a goal of his. And people are talking about how much of a genius he is now. Because you go to Anfield and you do that. Scamacca, who had 3 goals all last season for West Ham, comes in at Anfield,
tremendous.
Scores 2.
The finish on that first goal was unbelievable.
Absolutely. Someone that everyone in the Premier League had written off because of how bad he was at West Ham.
And Gianpiero Gasperini has been kind of like building Atalanta up to this throughout the last couple of seasons. He's got them far into Europe, especially in the pandemic year. They won at Anfield, mind you, a completely empty Anfield. But now they kind of got, I mean, if you want to call it redemption, or they proved that winning at Anfield wasn't a fluke, at least. So a lot of credit to Atalanta, their wide play. They were very dynamic.
That's your dad.
Every
your eyes just got real weird.
Every time.
I swear, your grandfather got some secrets, bro.
I literally think me and my father were separated at birth.
Yeah.
But
guys, it's like 9.9 out of 10, the comparison between the two.
I actually can't look at it.
I have a question for you, Suze, because Jamie was alluding in a tweet yesterday, Jamie Carragher alluded that this result is, the silver lining is in this result that you can just play a completely second string team in Italy and then just focus
on the Prem.
And I understand the concept of the Prem is, it's 10 times more prestigious to Liverpool fans than a Europa League, but where I find myself at odds is that it's not characteristic of Klopp to just say,
or the spirit of Liverpool as a club.
Yeah.
The image everyone had been talking about for months was Dublin, his last
100%.
Game as manager of Liverpool. European final, a trophy, and to say you're essentially gonna let the subs just sort of get beaten in Bergamo so that you could focus on the Premier League. What a terrible way to go out!
I agree.
If there's one more chance for Liverpool to pull off a dream for Klopp, like this would be it, right? That performance that everyone can say, "Wow, this is how."
Are they capable?
They went there 3-0 down and they still won away. That's the story. That's part of the last chapter of Klopp's book at Liverpool.
It's just the thing that worries me, Chuck, is because 100% I agree with you that is that possible? Yes, of course it is, especially with the level of talent that they have on that squad. They have not looked like they can finish chances over the last few weeks. And I swear to God, every season, Liverpool has this month. Usually it's in January. Typically it's like December and January where they just kind of like fall into this lull and things just aren't clicking. And it feels like that's what's happening in April, which is a really inopportune time to hit this skid. But I'm not convinced by what I've seen from them. They've looked so trepidatious in front of goal. I don't know if them going to Atalanta and Bergamo next week, I see them pulling out this like incredible performance and putting up 4 goals.
It would be significant. I mean,
Trent Alexander-Arnold back in the lineup.
I want to believe, but
on paper they have
struggles.
The talent to do it.
Right. On paper, Berger, I mean, we're talking about this in the post-game show. Again, Not to disrespect Bergamo, because they're probably going to put up a raucous atmosphere. It's probably going to be heated and intense. There are other places in Europe where the atmosphere will be more conducive to holding. Nah, get out of here. You're just stirring me on. Stirring up the pot. Going to Velodrome for down 3-0. Going to Signal Iduna Park. Again.
Wow, I can't believe you're discrediting.
Not to discredit the supporters. Atmosphere.
I guess, you know, the rest of us don't hate Northern Italy, but I guess.
No.
Yeah.
But it's going to be extremely difficult for Liverpool. But if there's anybody that can get it done.
Of course.
Also, and find me another manager that can inspire an entire club to do that. He's perfect for it.
I really would have loved to have been in the locker room and hear what he said post game.
Do you think you'll
not good enough?
Do you think you will have been present at the only trophy?
I was Liverpool thinking that yesterday. I was like, well, thank God I went to the Carabao Cup final, got to see at least one trophy, because it's starting to feel like I don't know. I was confident in at least two trophies this season.
How would you feel?
Not so much anymore.
If you won the Europa League, not the Prem, versus won the Prem and not the Europa League.
I mean, obviously you want to win the league. I would still feel great about taking home two trophies in Klopp's last season. That would feel good. But yeah, I mean, you want the league, don't you? That's the ultimate prize.
Sure.
But it's starting to feel like less and less of a reality, I think. I'm also a really defeatist when it comes to this stuff. My team's not playing well. I'm like, it's over.
Yes. I'm not even doing it.
I hate
Where's
you.
The yellow card?
Where's I know.
That motif has slowly become.
Throw him out. Oh my goodness.
Forefront of our coverage.
Did you do it at the Galasso show?
Yikes.
Actually, we didn't.
No.
Because we never goal count.
These guys. All right, we're going to take a break. Before we do, here's a look at the Conference League results from yesterday. Olympiacos 3-2 over Fenerbahce, Fiorentina, and Bills, and get the 0-0 draw. Villa 2-1 over Lille, and Bruges 1-0 over Bruges.
Olympiacos was up 3-0, so Fenerbahce clawed their way back to get a favorable result.
Wow.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.